My name is Jan Cruz, and according to recent polls, I find myself standing with a majority, and yet I am not happy about this at all. If you go strictly by polls to find out what people are thinking about the current war in Iraq, most U.S. citizens are not feeling very good these days. I discovered lots of facts and statistics about how over half the public thinks we were misled in going to war in Iraq. Over half say we are not safer now. Over half say the U.S. military can't win the war, and that the majority of citizens think that we won't be able to impose our idea of democracy on the Iraqi people either. Are our elected government leaders listening to this growing anti-war majority? But I wanted to share my own personal poll with you today. My poll is not scientific, and yet it seemed to provide me with some sense of what many in our community are thinking these days about what is going on in Iraq with our tax money, in our name, and with the U.S. military. Recently, my husband and I took a few hours to go around the Urbana-Champaign community to place flyers at various places of worship, restaurants, bookstores, and businesses, alerting the public about a mass mobilization and march in Washington, D.C. in September. Our flyers state that AWARE, the local anti-war, anti-racism effort, is sponsoring a charter bus to this event on September 24th. Our group will join with thousands of other concerned citizens from across the nation to protest against the continued occupation of Iraq and to bring the troops home now. What was interesting to me was the response to our flyer. People seemed to express an even greater urgency to post the flyer for us, to ask about the details, and to inquire about going. Some who could not go offered to put money toward a student's cost of participating. Others say they have written letters to Congress, called D.C., and the presidential comment line, yet many felt they needed to do more. Here is that chance to take a stand and to do something more. With a 50-passenger charter bus heading to D.C. Friday night, September 23rd, and arriving back here early Sunday, September 25th, seats will fill up fast. The U.S. public has grown tired of the lies, destruction, and death. If you want to join with the anti-war majority and head to D.C. with AWARE and hold the White House and Congress accountable for the deaths, lies, and destruction, and the toll this war is taking on our community, please call 328-2789 to find out more about this event. The deadline to sign up is September 7th. If you want to be a part of this effort to represent our community in this National Day of Protest, call 328-2789. Don't miss this bus ride and historic event to our nation's capital on September 24th. This is your chance to do more and to stand with the anti-war majority. Join us and let your voice be heard.